I was in the car the other day and I was listening to the radio, and on the radio, someone was talking about how there's that person, and we've all been there probably, that looks at their phone constantly and is checking over and over and over again, seeing, did I get a message? Did I get a call? Did I get an email? And we've done that. Sometimes we do it just because we're nervous and we have nothing better to do, so we just, refresh and refresh and refresh. And sometimes we do it because we're in extreme anticipation of something. I think that that's something that, it's interesting to note from a psychological standpoint how that works. But okay, as an aside, he was talking about that, and the person, the radio host, was saying that, the person can go into the shower and come back out and, check their phone, assuming that they missed 19 calls and nobody called. And what a horrible feeling it is, because that's what they're waiting for and that's what they're hoping for. And it struck me yesterday that that really is, to a certain extent, what Pesach is all about. The relationship that we have with God is supposed to be that kind of relationship where we look and say, did God call? Did God check in? And maybe to some extent it works the opposite way also, that there's a lot on God's part, not from a pathetic standpoint of, oh, I can't believe nobody's calling me, but I think there's a piece of it on God's part where God says, did you check in with me? Are you seeing what's going on? And I think that if you look at Shir HaShirim, that is very much the theme of Shir HaShirim. It's the relationship between a woman and a man, and we trace it where the woman, at a certain point in time, she's like, oh, just too tired. She goes into bed. She hears knocking at the door. And then after that, when she finally comes running to the door and the guy is gone, she runs through the city looking for him at every which corner. And eventually she's beat up. And the goal that she spends the rest of the sefer doing is, how do I reunite with my beloved? And I think that that's very much not only Pesach, but that's the relationship that we're supposed to have with God. It's the relationship that we always want to hear that knocking. And not only do we always want to hear the knocking, but we always want to get the door right away. There's that anticipation. I check and I check. Is God here? Is God here yet? Is God coming? That's so much how it's supposed to be. I know that for many of us, we've looked at the last year and said, it's a sign. Right? Mashiach is coming. Mashiach is closer, or whatever it is. And then at the Seder, when we opened up the door for Eliyahu Navi, we anticipated more so than ever before that Eliyahu was going to be there. And of course he wasn't, at least not to bring Mashiach. We believe he came, but he didn't come in and announce anything within our homes. There was such a drop-off, such a sadness that overwhelmed us. I think that the problem is that if we only think about that on Leil HaSeder, that's the only time we're really anticipating it, that we're missing something. That has to be the very definition of our relationship. Our relationship with God needs to be Chol Ahavas Shani. I'm lovesick with my relationship with God. That's what we need to be. And if we are in that place, I think that our relationship will be so much stronger. Have a good day.